Blog Talk Radio.
A good afternoon. Happy Memorial Day. We are so glad you tuned in today. Thank God for Monday. Thank God for a day we haven't seen before. Thank and praise the Lord for this day. This is the day. I truly believe this is the day that the Lord has made, and because of Jesus' finishing work at Calvary, we can rejoice and be glad in it. You know, some might say, well, Pastor Miller, how can we be rejoicing when so many things happen around us and maybe in our inner circle? Because the Bible said we can count it all joy. We can count it all joy, but you got to know in whom you believe in. And I know who I believe in. I believe in God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. I believe that Jesus paid the penalty for all mankind so we could be reconciled back to the Father. And we have the same faith that the Father and the Son operated when he was on the earth and when God made the earth. So I just believe that. This is Apostle Miller, and I'm just so glad that you tuned in today. We've been talking about the heroes of faith. We've been in Hebrews, the 11th chapter. Our foundation scripture, as you know, came from Hebrews, the 4th chapter, 2nd verse. It was talking about the same gospel that were preached to us, were preached to them. But it didn't profit them anything because they did not mix faith, or they didn't mix action. Faith is an action word. You know, some people say, I have faith, but they don't never move on what God say. The truth is, we believe that God could, but they did not trust him to do it. Even after the 10 signs that God did, and there was a reason why God sent the 10 plagues, because he wanted to show the Pharaoh, I am God, and besides me is no other God. He wanted to reveal to the people he was the only true and real God and the God that they need to worship. And, you know, we can say what we want to say, but the enemy's still trying to get us to doubt and what God said. God gave me Matthew 14 last week. No, this Wednesday in a prayer group setting. And I've been meditating on it, and God constantly saying to all of us, it's a spirit of, for us as born-again believers, it's a spirit of detraction is out now. And that spirit is running rapid on the earth. And we as born-again believers, this is a word from the Lord, you got to stay focused on the word. Make and find and have quality time with God. Get in God's word. Hear me good. You can't sit around and watch TV all day. Listen, you want to watch TV, you can watch TV. But it has to be a limited time. You got to discipline yourself because it's so important. I'm telling you, you need to get in the word. You need to get in the word. When Jesus told Peter, if it's you, Father, bid me come, Jesus got out the boat. And according to the scripture, the water was boiling, the wind was blowing. I can't imagine what that was like, and it was dark. You know, a lot of time when I walk on the beach, I like to walk on it in the evening, you know, at night, and you can hear that water. Now, I can't imagine what he was feeling at that moment. But the thing about it was, when he started looking around, when he started giving attention to what he was hearing, of what he was seeing, it caused him to lose focus on Jesus. Or better yet, his strength, his help. And he was overwhelmed by it. And the Bible said he began to sink, but he cried out to Jesus to help him. Listen, there's a lot of things is here to detract us. And as born-again believers, get in your word, read the word, find out what the word say about your situation. Because faith begins where the knowledge of God is known. Whatever you experiencing, whatever you're dealing with right now, my brother, my sister, I want you to know if you are born again believer, you are not alone. It might feel like you're alone. It might look like you're alone, but you are not alone. If you hear the voice that says, "What God is, why God ain't doing something," that's the wrong voice. The voice of God always is the encouraging voice. You might not like it, but if you look at it from the perspective that he is a good father, and the way you want to be, you can really learn the voice of God by reading his word. God and his word is one. We can't separate God from his word. But there's a lot of things coming to detract people. False accusation. You got so much, even in the body of Christ, you got strife, you got division going on. You got so many things going on. People with, you know, dealing with lack and poverty. People having problems in divorces and marriage and children and all of that. All of these things, if you're not careful, it can cause, when I say lose focus on God, I mean it'll cause you to cast away your confidence. It'll have the enemy have you believing God don't exist, God don't care about you, God do care. He loved all of us so much. The Bible said he sent his only begotten son. But the thing about it, as I say so many times, his laws and principles. It's your responsibility and my responsibility to get in the Bible and find out what God say. That's why I believe Matthew 6:33 says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto us." We're going to go to Hebrews, the 11th chapter. Father, again, it's in the name of Jesus. We want to thank you for this glorious day. We give you praise. Thank you for the rain, God. I thank you for the rain, God. I thank you for what you're doing in the earth in this hour, in this time, Father. I thank you for the spirit of refreshing. I thank you for strengthening the saints and the inner man by your spirit. And, Father, I plead the blood of Jesus against the spirit of detraction. I plead the blood of Jesus against the spirit of detraction. Father, help your saints. Help the saints to stay focused on you and your word. Help them not to cast away their confidence, Father, because it holds a great reward. Help them to look up. Help them to look on your word. Help them not to get overwhelmed. I come against the spirit of overwhelm. I come against stress. I come against disappointment, hope deferred. I come against it. I plead the blood of Jesus against it. And, Father, I pray for enlightenment for the saints. Oh, Father, help us. Help us, Father. Help us not to yield to the thoughts of unbelief and doubt, but help us to hold fast to the profession of our faith without wavering, because it is written, you is faithful who promised. Oh, Father, open up your people's eyes to let us see that we need, it's a must that we find and make time to get in your word. We need to meditate in your word. I believe the reason why Joshua wasn't overthrown in the wilderness, because Joshua did what you told him in the beginning. You told him to meditate in your word day and night. And by meditate, he will observe to do it. And that word will cause him to prosper. It'll cause him to advance. Father, help us. Help us. Help us to give us direct. We're in a real battle. But guess what? The victory has already been won. We're not a victim. We're the victor. Bring enlightenment and understanding to your people. I thank you this broadcast is covered with the blood of Jesus. I cover the minds of people with the blood. I put the blood on it. The blood of Jesus speaks louder than bulls and goats. It was by your blood we were saved. By the blood we are healed. It's your blood, Father. And I thank you for the blood of Jesus. I have faith and confidence in the blood. In Jesus' name, amen. There too, again, as I say, that we've been Hebrews, the 11th chapter. We've been going through the heroes of faith, as they call it. Some say the hall of faith, the heroes of faith. But we can learn something from it, and I'm constantly writing notes about faith. And I had some notes today. God, and we need to realize this. Listen, God is a faith God. And faith is what pleased God. Yeah, I think that's in Hebrews 11. And 6. If we want to please God, we got to operate in faith. Romans the 12th chapter, 3rd, God gave all of us a measure of faith. But guess what? You got to get acquainted with faith. You got to know how to operate in faith. You got to know how to apply your faith. You know, God ain't going to do it just because you believe. Faith is an action word. Faith that you have to obey. And this is what I want to show you in each one of these characters in the 11th chapter Hebrew. God gave them something to do. They didn't just only believe that God exists. I made this illustration for somebody. It's just like people that have a job. Just saying you have a job don't cause you to get a paycheck. You have to adjust yourself. You have to get up in the morning or get up in whatever the hours is and prepare yourself to go to work. Once you prepare yourself to go to work, you got to get in your automobile. You got to drive the distance. Once you get there, you can't just sit in that car and say, well, I got a job. No, you got to do what required. The next thing, you got to go on the job, do what you've been trained or what they told you to do. And by obeying the rules and regulations, guess what? That's when you get a paycheck. And when it comes down to the things of God, that's why Paul tells us that we have to renew our mind. Once you get saved, you have to renew your mind, and you're responsible for that, not your pastor. Yeah, your pastor can help you a little bit, but you are responsible. It's the same way on the job. Once you get that job, you're responsible to learn that job. Now, they might send you through some training. When I was working on the job from 12 to 8 in the morning, I had to learn. They sent me to training school, but I had to keep that in mind. I had to really learn. I had to really get acquainted with that job. If I wouldn't, I had 6 weeks to do it. And after 6 weeks, if I hadn't learned, guess what? They were going to let me go. Well, y'all, when it come down to the things of God, Christianity, and I know sometimes I sound a repetition, but listen, you got to get this rooted and grounded in you. Christianity is a lifestyle. It's not something you do every now and then. It's a lifestyle. And the Bible is the one that revealed to you and I how to live once we come born again or once we receive Jesus, our Savior. And like I said, it blessed me because as I've been reading this, it really been helped me renewing my faith and strengthening my faith because, y'all, as I stated so many times, faith have an enemy. You know, I want people to get excited about the word, but I want people to know, and it's God's will for you to know how to apply this word. Yes, sometimes I tell you about my experience with the Lord, but I don't want you to have faith in my experience. I want you to have faith in what God's word say about my experience. Everybody's experience is different. The Bible says, by my testimony, it can strengthen you and encourage you. But, you know, you got to have your experience with God, too. So there, too, again, we in that sixth verse. Is it no? The seventh verse, I wrote it down. But like I said, I'm gonna read some of my notes about faith, and then I'm going to go read the scripture, because we're going to talk about Noah today. And like I said, I wanted you to see each one of these that the writer was talking about, how they pleased God with faith. They didn't just only believe. They didn't just have a conversation with God. But each one of them, after they had a conversation with God about a situation, about what God wanted them to do, God gave them instructions. And they had to follow instruction. The first one, remember, with Cain and Abel, and Cain then followed the instructions of God, and he got jealous because God received Abel offering, not his. There too, again, God wants us to know this haven't changed. We all have to follow God's instruction. That's why when I hear people, I was dealing with somebody on Saturday in the meeting, they were saying they got to think about something. I said, it ain't nothing to think about. When it come down to what is written, now you can meditate on the word to get more enlightenment. But certain things, the things that God command us to do, God command us to forgive. God command us to love one another. These are things that it's an act of your will. You either do it or not. Forgiveness is not based upon how you feel. When all of God's laws and promise, it ain't got nothing to do with how you feel about it or how you think it should go different what God say. It's because you love him. That's why the first and the greatest commandment is to love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. And then after that, you have to make up, and you and I have to make up in our mind, is we going to believe and trust what God's word say. The children of Israel, the trip when it took them, I think it was 11 days, but it took them 40 years, and God allowed the older ones to die out, and the new generation came in. Joshua and Caleb was the only one, if I'm not making a mistake, that they were able to, they wanted to get their promise. What God promised them, they wanted to go in the promised land. The Bible said they had a different spirit. So listen, it ain't on God today, my brother. It's not on Satan today. It's on you. I know, you know, when you start telling people about themselves, they get offended. But that's a sign you walking in the flesh and not in the spirit. A person that truly loves God and really want to please God, if I'm wrong, tell me. If you know I'm doing wrong, tell me. If I'm going in the wrong direction, tell me I need to turn around. I need to change. I left the route. But there too, and as I stated, God is a God of faith. And faith is what pleases God. Well, how we get faith? By we studying the word of God, our faith will grow. Faith opened the door to the supernatural. Faith caused us to have access to the supernatural. The blood of Jesus gives us access to the presence of God. You know, another, I quote somebody on this, Andrew Murray. He said, faith is what cranked God's tractor. Other word, one minister said, faith is the key to the kingdom. It opened up everything. That's why God gave a faith. God didn't, it ain't no such thing as I got silent faith. There ain't no such thing as no silent faith. Faith is an action. It calls action. Hallelujah. Faith is built on accuracy and knowledge. Listen, you have to have knowledge. There's no such thing as ignorant faith or silent faith. Faith is largely dependent on the knowledge of God. That's why it's so important for you to get in the word. The Bible says study the word so you can rightly divide the word of truth. You need to study the word. And this is something God gave all us, this ability. If we want to know something, if something important, we will make and find time to learn about it and get more involved in it. That's the way God created us. We're whosoever will. If I want to get in the word, guess what? I can get in the word. Yeah, the enemy might try to detract me, but if I really, really, really want to get in it, I shut everything down. And you the same way. That's the way God made us. Okay? Also, in order to have faith, we must understand what God say about the subject of the situation. Some of you dealing with certain situation right now. You need to get in the Bible and find out what God told you to do about it. God have instruction. It's not one problem you and I would ever experience on this earth. God ain't told us in his word what to do. Come on now. That's why I said stop letting the enemy tell you it's the devil's fault, it's your mama's fault, it's everybody's fault. No, it's yours. It's ignorance. You're being ignorant. You're not making time to get in the word to find out what God say do. Come on now. Okay, if you go to Psalms 119, I'm telling you, the word is so important. Proverbs 4, it said, my son, attend to my word. We need to give the word of God more attention. Hebrews, the second chapter, I believe it, he said, we need to pay earnestly to the things we hear, lest at any time we let them slip. Don't just go to service and just say, I went. Or just go in there to dance and shout. All that's good for your emotion. But it's the old saying, so when the rubber hit the road, when it's time to do warfare, when it's time, when the enemy is coming against you, you going to need the word. You going to need to know what is written. Don't do like those sons of David did. They said what the devil, them demons told them, said, Paul, we know. Jesus, we know, but who are you? You got to get in here and get this word for yourself. You got to get in here in the Bible and get faith. Remember, faith is knowing what the will of God is. Once you know what the will of God, that's when you can apply your faith to it. And each one of these that we've been talking about in this 11th chapter, they know that they was in covenant with God. And that's something that some of you might need to go do some reading up on covenant. You know, the computer, you can just text it in there, put it in there, and it show up. You can Google covenant. But you, what I love about the people in Old Testament, they truly understood what it meant to be in covenant with God. When anything happened to them, the ones that truly love God, they'll go and put God in remembrance his covenant. They stood on their covenant rights. Where the Bible said we have a new and a better covenant in this New Testament. But a lot of saints don't know that they're in covenant. They don't know what it means to be in covenant. Because you see so many people, and nowadays, they'll break covenant with you. It used to be the time they used to shake on things. My dad and them, they didn't write no contract up. They would shake on it. A man's word. They stood on their word. They stood by their word. Well, the things done changed. Now they have to write your contract. But there, too, again, in order to have faith, we must understand what God say about the subject of the situation. Without accurate knowledge, our faith is limited, so that even though what Christ have done is perfect, our access to it is imperfect. There is no such thing as silent faith. Faith have a voice. Go to Mark 11 and 23. Faith involves believing and speaking and obeying. Faith is an act. That's what James said. You show me your faith without action, I show you somebody that have faith. Faith is an action word. And I'm telling you, it's believing, hearing, believing, doing, and obeying. I'm telling you, that is important. Some people say they got faith, but they don't obey. I ain't talking about salvation. Receiving salvation, the only thing you just have to believe. You ain't got to do. But once you get born again, everything else, it comes through believing what God's word said, trusting God's word, saying God's word, and doing it. Since faith begins where the will of God is known, once we know what the Bible say, then faith begins. Now remember Hebrews said, he says, without faith, Hebrews 11 and 6, it's impossible to please God without faith. As I said, I want to go with today we're talking about Noah. And you can go and read the whole six and seven chapter, Noah, but I'm not going to do that because I want to make some points here because I want to see you. After Noah, in Noah, the sixth chapter, let's look at the eighth verse. I want to show you once Noah, once God began to God communicate and talk to Noah, but when God gave Noah specific instructions, everybody know about Noah and the ark. Where Noah followed God's instructions. And that's what a lot of times I've been guilty. You know, God give us instruction. You know why a lot of us struggle sometimes? We don't want to obey what God say. You know, some people, you know, some in having conversation with some people, they can tell you more about the devil than they can tell you about God. And then some of them, they don't know either way. And I'm not being little of people. If you have an enemy in which Satan, the Bible tells us that we have an adversary. He goes about also roaring lions, seeking who he may devour. Because we have an enemy, we need to know who is the enemy, how to fight back. I'm telling you, this is important. Paul said, I fought the good fight of faith. Faith have enemies, unbelief, doubt, ignorance, fear, intimidation. Come on, somebody. And the number one is unbelief and doubt. The biggest enemies of faith that you and I have to deal with. But anyway, in Noah, the sixth chapter, I'm beginning reading at the eighth verse for time's sake. And I'm reading from the Amplified. It said, but Noah found grace, favor in the eyes of the Lord. This is the history of the generation of Noah. Noah was a just and a righteous man, blameless in it. In an evil generation, Noah walked in inhabited fellowship with God. Now, that don't mean Noah didn't have flaws like you and I did. But Noah's heart was to please God. Noah had not got acquainted with his covenant father, a covenant God. And it was Noah, he was in an evil generation. They were doing all kind of stuff. But because Noah, and you know what blesses me? Now, they didn't have the Holy Spirit abiding on the inside. But they understood covenant. They know their covenant rights. They stood by their covenant rights. Listen, some of you that listen to this broadcast now, you're dealing with some things. in your city. But do you not know you are not by yourself? You don't. If you know only your covenant rights, you know, I was listening at one of the teachers that I really admire, Apostle Jennifer LeClaire, and she would tell me she was dealing with a longevity, a pain and stuff, and the Lord let her know she had to endure it, you know. She was saying how she was having migraine headache for like 8 days, and she prayed, and then nothing worked. Y'all listen, a lot of times when we believe in God for something, it don't take but a few days to come to pass. Some of us don't have a problem with that. But if it's a longevity, if it's take a long time, that's where the battle come in. Now, brother, sister, that's where the battle come in when it look like it's taking a while to show up. But listen, we got to know how. In the evil days, as Paul said in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, we got to know how to stand in the evil day with our loin girded about with truth. While we wait on the manifestation, the Bible tells us, they that wait upon the Lord, be of good courage. God will strengthen your heart. And all of that is so important. That's part of it, too. But all of that, you don't know to do this if you don't get in God's word and find out what his word say. You won't know to do it. But, okay, then we drop down. Noah had 3 sons. And then it go up down. I'm going to drop that. So, say, for time's sake, we're going to drop down to the 14th verse. And in that 14th verse, God told Noah, God gave him specific instruction about building the ark. Now, what you don't really, if you study, you'll find out rain never came. At that time, rain would only come up, it was like a mist come up from the ground. But God told Noah the condition the earth was in because of the people and what he was going to do. But he gave him specific instruction how he wanted to be built. We see, you know, he told him he wanted him to make an ark. He told him the kind of wood that he wanted, the kind of rooms he wanted. In that 15th verse, I'm still reading from the Amplified Translation. It said, this is the way you are to make it. The length of the ark should be 300 cubits, in breadth 50 cubits, in the height 30 cubits. That is 450 feet by 75 by 45. You should make a roof of a wonder, a place for light for the ark, and finish it for a cubit. At least 18 inches. But all of this, I wanted you to see all of this, God giving him specific instruction in what to do, how to go about building this ark. Well, guess what? Sometimes people act like God don't give us specific instruction. He do, but are you listening? God ain't going to make none of us, and I done said this more than one time. It's an act of your will. God let you and I choose whether we're going to seek him, whether we're going to meditate on his word, whether we're going to be a doer of his word. He let us make up our own mind because we are free moral beings. We can choose to do or choose not to do. Come on, somebody. Adam and Eve choose to rebel against what God said. Satan choose as an act of his will he let pride, he opened the door to pride. And he tried to put himself on the same level God was. That ain't going to work. And I'm saying to you, as well as to myself, yes, a lot of things happening on the earth at this time, a lot of detraction, a lot of interference. But guess what? You and I, we have authority in Jesus' name. We have victory in Jesus. We don't take our orders from Satan. But I tell you, as I stated in the beginning, based upon Matthew 14, you can't sit around and listen at all this negative. You got to know what to do with the negative when you hear it. When you find out what faith is and you learn how to operate in faith, it makes a difference. Now, can you imagine it hadn't rained, but God told him what he was going to do? In 7 days, it's going to start raining. God told him what he was going to do, but God told him to build that ark. Ain't that something? I mean, nobody never built a boat. Now, some say it was about the size and a half of a football field. I don't know. You know, I don't know what that looked like. I can just tell you what it said in here. But he did it. And in that 17th verse, he said, for behold, I will bring a flood of water upon the earth to destroy and make pure all flesh under the heaven, in which are the breath and the spirit of life. Everything that is on the land shall die. But I will establish my covenant promise, pledge with you, and you shall come into the ark, you and your sons and your wife and your son's wife with you. Now listen, some people might say, well, Prophet Miller, God didn't care about the other people. Yes, he did. But they just like some people not, they didn't want to hear it. You know, a man left, humanity left today, said, y'all, we OD on us. Excuse me. And God know without him, we can do nothing. Those saints used to sing that song, without God, I can do nothing. I'd be like a ship without a sail. And that is so true. We were made in this image and likeness. God never intended for man to live life by himself. He always intended for us. And he always wanted a relationship with us. But there too again, like I said, he told him about how to bring that what he wanted him to do. My point today is to show you that Noah had to have faith. He had to be now develop a relationship with God in order for him to do something nobody ever did before. For him to be able to build an ark that big, nobody never built it. It never rained on the earth before. It came out the sky and rained them many days. He had to believe and know that he know he heard God. And I'm sure he was a laughing stock. You know, just like something God tell you to do. Now, I find out just like you can't go tell everybody what God done told you to do sometimes. Because sometimes people would just laugh at you. They'll do it. They'll just laugh at you. Ain't no way God said that. If you don't read your Bible, you don't know what he said. Come on. Yeah, and God wants us to know how to live on this earth and know how to occupy until Jesus comes. And I'm going back to faith. It has to be done by faith. And faith is having confidence in what God said. Faith is having confidence in God's integrity. And this is what blessed me when I read that. I said, man, that's something to think about. You tell him what to, and then after he going to tell him to bring each the animal, male and a female. But according to study, when God told Noah what to do, God caused the animals to obey him in a way like never before. God had to be a part of that. Can you imagine? Then he had to bring in offer to offer of sacrifice because they were making sacrifice at that time too. God told him specific what to do. He did it. He had to stay focused on what God said. Because I'm sure if he looked it around and started listening at people, what in the world are you doing? It ain't never rained no 40 days on the earth. Rain ain't never came out the sky. Can you imagine? But the Bible said to him that believe, all things are possible. What's impossible with us, if we believe and trust God, God will cause the impossible to be possible. Somebody, you dealing with an impossible situation. Y'all listen, we are limit. But our source, God is our source. He's not limit. Come on, somebody. You know, somebody told me with inflation, but let me tell you something. And I said it last week, and I'm going to say it again. Don't let the enemy put you on a fixed income. Hear me. I want you to hear me. The Bible says every seed produced after its kind. There too again, the enemy will put you and I on a fixed income if we let it. That's why you need to find out what God's word say about you in this hour. But my God shall supply all of my needs. Remember the other week we talked about what David said, the Lord is my shepherd. Is he your shepherd? Do you consider him your shepherd and you the sheep? Because if he your shepherd, the shepherd always, it was the shepherd responsibility to take care of the sheep. It was the shepherd responsibility to protect the sheep. And God is. He is. We can say, I said every day, Jesus, you my Lord, you my Savior. I submit myself to the Lordship of the Trinity. Father, help me today. Help me. Give me ears so I can hear you today. Give me the ability so I can be a doer of your word, because I will too. And I found out, if you really want to please God, he can. I sent someone even saying today, well, I don't try to prophet, it don't work. Well, the Bible didn't tell you to try. It told you to believe and obey and have confidence in him. If you trying to live faith through your feeling of what you see, you're going to always be deceived. You're going to always be disheartened. Come on now. But this, I want you to see this by Noah. Then he gone down, and like I said, we was in that 18 verse, in the 19 verse, he said, in every living thing of all flesh found on the land, you shall bring two of every sort into the ark to keep them alive with you. They shall be male and female. I mean, that's something to think about. Can you think, you know, I went to Kentucky, and they got an ark there. And it looked just like the one that Noah built. And it is really huge. And in there, they have certain people, you know, in there like puppets that they talk. They got the animal you hear making the noise and all of that. And they got right up on each one of the animals right up on. And, you know, some of them, and I said, ooh, Lord. And they went in there. Now, you know, God had to be a part of it for that to take place. And I'm telling you, we're living in a time, a lot of detraction, a lot of things going on. And God is letting you and myself know you got to stay focused on me. You got to find out what I'm saying, and you got to do it. Do what my words say. And I'm telling you, stay away from strife and division. Back. Y'all, stay away from this stuff. False accusation. Jesus done told us that many of the affliction of the righteous, he done told us we're going to be persecuted. See, that's something I had to ask, Lord, help me. I had to make up my mind. Now, whatever you said, God, I'm going to do it, but Lord, help me. He'll help you. Come on now. Just because you're a born-again believer, that don't mean you're exempt from trouble. None of us is. But like I said, he told him to bring in a male and a female each. He told him to do that. He said the 20 brothers, the fowls, the bird, according to their kind of beast, according to their kind, of every creeping thing on of the ground, according to its kind, two of every soul. Ain't that so? Should come in with you that they might be kept alive. That's something to think about. And also, he said, it take with you every sort of food that is eaten, and you shall collect and store it up, and it shall serve as food for you and for them. Noah had to store up enough food, not only for himself, but for the animal as well. Can you imagine what that, I'm telling you, this was something to think about. But the point I want to make, he didn't only believe what God said, but he trusts, he had confidence in what God said, and then he did what God told him to do about his situation. Is you doing do you know what God required you to do about your situation? I find out sometimes people tell me, well, prophet, I just don't know what to do. I said, go read your Bible. You know, I like to look at the index and concord. It'll tell you. You know, I have a concord about the Bible. And everything about life, you can go to the concord and you can find it and you can go read up on it. You can do that. You want to know what God wants you to do. You don't have to sit around and wait on somebody to tell you. Now, y'all thank and praise the Lord. We have prophets that operate, and I'm a prophet and a prophetic. But you know what I found out? Sometimes people want you to do all the reading for them. Jesus said that we shall not live by bread alone, but by every word proceeded out the mouth of God, not prophecy. Matthew 24 tells us in the last days. We're going to have many false prophets, and they're going to mislead. They're going to deceive many people. Now, don't get it in your head, all prophets are false prophets, all apostles. That's not true. But guess what? If you're a student of God's word And the Holy Spirit live on the inside you. He about, guess what? He will let about Shatta. He'll let you know when you're dealing with the false or who you need to follow. That's why that's another. In these last days, it's a must that we get acquainted with the Holy Spirit. And like I said, he did it. Then he gone, look at in that final verse that they really ministered to me. He said, Noah did this. He did all that God commanded him. Do you hear me? He did all, everything that God told Noah to do. Noah did it. Ain't that something to think about? He did it. He was persuaded that what God asked him to do, that he could do it. Now that's something to think about. Everything that God asked Noah to do, Noah did it. I don't see nowhere where Noah questioned God about what God told him to do or not. I don't see that. All I see is that he obeyed God. Come on, somebody. He obeyed. That's what blesses me. He said he obeyed. Like I said, Noah wasn't a person. Don't let the enemy make you believe. Noah was not a person that dotted every I and crossed every T. But Noah loved it, God. He wanted to obey. He obeyed and he pleased God. And God made a covenant with him. See, God is a covenant God. When you study up on covenant, you'll find that out. We serve a covenant God. Whenever God make a covenant, he don't break it. Come on now. The Bible said when we don't remain faithful to him, he remains faithful to us. Now I'm reading from the King James Version. It said, thus did Noah according to all that God commanded him to do. Like I said, that's what blessed me. Noah, he did everything God told him to do. I'm going to back up a little bit because we still have a little bit of time. In the 18th verse, it said, reason no. Through his covenant, God promised Noah that he would be saved from the judgment to be meted out through the flood. Noah responded to God's covenant by believing in him and in his word. His faith demonstrated by being moved with fear. Now, I'm sure, like I said, even with Peter, when Peter said, Lord, if it's you bid me to come, and Peter started coming, but like I said, when he took his eyes off of Jesus, you know, as a born-again believer, when you and I make up our mind to serve God, things, adversity, and things going to come to try to take our eyes off of the Lord. Come on. Things show up in life. That's why I'm talking about the spirit of detraction. He's here. And some of you, we got people, they started out with the Lord, and because of detraction, they done lost and cast away their confidence in God. But guess what? Because of Jesus, the mercy, God still love you. God ain't gave up on you because you done gave up on him. And God understand why you gave up. You can still come back to the Lord. You can just repent. Remember one of the churches in Revelation? He told them that they left their first love. You can still come back to God. But there too, again, like I said, nor respond to God's covenant. He respond by faith. What is faith? He believed God. He believed God. Come on now. Noah believed God. That's something to think about. He believed God. He trusted God. My brother and sister really asking us to question today. In the midst of everything that we experience and everything we see, are you taking advantage of God's word? Is you really believing and trusting what God said about your situation? I'm telling you, if you being moved by what you see and how you feel, you're going to always be let down. You're going to always be disappointed. You're going to always be discouraged. I'm telling you, you're going to always be discouraged because, like I said, we talked about Enoch. He walked with God. He pleased God to the point that one day he didn't come back. The Bible said God took him. But see, there too again, up under the old covenant, they didn't have what we had. They didn't have the Spirit of God on the inside of them. They couldn't just pick up their Bible and go to Job or go to the New Testament hadn't been written. They couldn't go read like we read. Now, they could read in Isaiah. Isaiah prophesied what God was going to do, what God was sitting there making or doing. But they didn't have the Bible to go read like us. And for years, that's what bothered me, because I couldn't understand. God, you tell us in Hebrews we got a better covenant with better promise. Why it appears sometimes we're doing less than what they did? Now, I can't speak for the whole country because I ain't visited the whole world yet. I haven't traveled like that. But you know how you be looking at your little inner circle and you looking, well, God, why we ain't got all the stuff that they have? Why we ain't experiencing some of that? If you're not operating in faith, you're not going to experience it. Come on now. That's why you have to get that mind renewed. But see, and then too, you look at, you know, even in that Genesis 6:6, it tells us that it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him. And so really, God didn't regret he made man, but he would grieve how man turned out. That's what grief is, just like a parent. Now, some parent might say, I regret I had this child, but that ain't good, you know. You might, you know, it's certain thing, you know, I have two children, I have grandchildren, maybe some things they have did that grieved me. But I don't never regret that I had my children, because they're the love of my life, you know. But I'm grateful. Paul even said, what can separate us from the love of God? Nothing. God loved at us when we were just, when we didn't even know God even existed. We didn't have no mind to get with God or live right. God still loves you. Regardless of what we do on this earth, God will continue to love us. But there too again, as I say, God is not going to make you do anything. Come on now. But God told him in that salvation, the Lord said, I will destroy. I'm reading from the King James Version. It said, the Lord said, I will destroy man who I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping things, and the fowls of the air, for it repented me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Like I said, don't let the enemy make you believe that Noah was perfect, because he wasn't perfect. It's just that Noah, what it was, Noah had the kind of relationship with God. He kept himself separated from the, you know, from the evil on the earth. And there too again, we all as born again believers, I'm seeing things now that I never thought would be taking place on the earth. And I'm sure somebody might be listening to the broadcast and you can say the same thing. But I'm telling you, and I keep hearing this ringing in my spirit just for me and for you that's listening. There's a lot of detraction on the earth. Watch it. Watch those things that are trying to keep you from going to church, keep you from reading the word. Watch those conversations that people want you to get in, that want you to be critical. Now, when I think about when God told him to build us up, now, if Noah took his time and was going around talking to everybody and listening to what everybody said, he would have lost focus on what God told him to do. And that's one way that we can be detracted. I don't know about y'all, but sometimes you ever made up in your mind, well, you know, this day I'm going to relax a little bit, but I'm going to spend X amount of time with the Lord. And just like everything come, everything trying to get your attention, that need your immediate attention. And if you don't discipline yourself, you'll find yourself doing it. Come on now. But I'm constantly hearing that, and I know that's for me too. And I'm saying, okay, God, okay. Y'all, I'm telling you, something is on the horizon for the earth. And God done made a way for your escape and my escape. But in order for us to take the route that God have made for us, that's why the Bible said God won't allow us to be tempted above that we're able to bear, but God is faithful with the temptation. And I'm sure, I'm sure it was a lot of detraction. I'm sure it was a lot of detraction to try to get him. And he preached to the people, but the people didn't want to hear and listen. And I learned this as a pastor. If people don't want to do or hear what God tells them, leave them people alone and just pray for them. They can be a detraction to you. The Bible said, let every man work out his own soul salvation with fear and trembling. Now, I don't see nowhere here what it said that Noah would say it. But, you know, let's go to 2 Peter 2 and 5. Let's go to 2 Peter 2 and 5. And, I don't have but 9 minutes. I don't have but 9 minutes. If we're going to make it, 2 Peter 2 and 5, if we're going to make it. 2 Peter 2 and 5, we're going to make it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 2 Peter 2 and 5. 2 Peter 2 and 5. And this is what it says, 2 Peter 2 and 5. He said, and he spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly. There too, again, now if you read this whole chapter, it's talking about the false prophet, it's talking about the people who denied him, and it run reference. And that's when I used to hear people say, well, we shouldn't believe in the Old Testament. If you read the four gospels, it's all about the Old Testament. It's telling you how Jesus fulfilled the prophecy that was spoken, came through Jeremiah. All of them, it tell you. Then in the epistles, most of the epistles, it run reference on. Especially Paul talk about the children of Israel a lot. He tell, I think it's in 1 Corinthians 10th chapter, he tell us that God warn us that we don't fall in the same temptation that they did. In other words, God letting us know, don't do like they did. They murmured, they complained, and listen, my brother, you got to receive this word by faith. Yeah, when things going wrong or going contrary, yeah, your flesh, everybody's flesh want to mum and complain. But you got to learn to take God at his word. Faith is having confidence and trust. That's what believing is, believing. But faith is having confidence in what God said about your situation. And I'm telling you, whatever you dealing with right now, God done already spoke on it. It's a promise that'll bag it up. It's a promise that God done made to you about that situation. But as I stated, if you ain't making time and getting in the Word, you ain't going to know nothing about it. And like I said, he talked about in 2 Peter 2, it talking about the false teachers. And it talking about I'm going to read the verse. In the second verse, it said, many shall follow their preacher way, but reason of whom the way of truth shall be even spoken, and through covenants should they fair word make merchandise. In other words, he was telling about how back then it was false teachers. Well, y'all guess what? It is false teachers now. Like I said, that's why it's so important to read the word. But I wanted you to see how with Noah, he preached to the people, but they didn't want to hear it. And listen, don't let yourself get scratched out, my brother and my sister, with the people that don't want to hear what you got to say. Ask God to help you to forgive them, forgive them peoples, and go to the next. You know, as I stated, I would listen at this preacher this morning that normally, and she would talk about false accusation. But she said something that really, that kind of, you know how the Lord can bring it lightly, highlight some, many of the affliction of the righteous. God told us we're going to be persecuted for his sake. We're going to be lied on for his sake. Paul experienced that. Jesus experienced that. But you know what? They was able to endure. Wonder why? They was able to endure because they stayed focused on what God said. Come on now. When Jesus kind of took his eyes a little bit off the cross and got his eyes off the Lord and started with the cross, remember when he had to pray? God, I thank you for this word because it's helping me. When I see the things that these people did in Hebrews 11 chapter, but not without opposition. Come on, somebody. Not without opposition. They had opposition just like we did. Come on. And like I said, the Holy Spirit wasn't abiding on the inside of them. And that's why I want to show you, and that's why it tells you by faith they did it. By faith. They had to take God at his word. Now, we done talked about Cain and Abel. We done talked about Enoch. We done talked about Noah. Now, the Lord willing, on Thursday, we gonna start talking about Abraham. But like I said, in each one of them, in that foot, it said by faith. By faith. By faith. Then that sixth verse tell us, with thy faith it's impossible to please him. I'm telling you, faith please God. And everything, in order for you and I to receive our spiritual inheritance, and for it to manifest, it's going to have to be by faith. We have to take God in his word. And whatever he tell us to do, I'm reminded, remember when Jesus was at the wedding and they run out of wine? And Mary told them, disciple, whatever he tell you to do, do it. And I'm saying to you, whatever God's saying to you to do in his word and speaking to your heart, do it. Do it. If you ain't been doing it, you need to repent. Amen. Because you know how sometimes we think we know better than God and we can reason the voice of God out. But, you know, don't do that. Don't take as many years as some people made up before they made up their mind, I'm going to obey God. I'm going to do what God said in this situation. Talking about the situation don't change. You a change, but not the situation. But I want to show you how Noah, by faith, and it said that by faith, Noah being warned of God of things not seen is yet. And do you not know the Bible have warned us about things in the former time? Maybe some years. God, when you pick up this Bible, when I pick it up and read, there's so many things God don't warn us about. But did we take heed? But it's about faith, nor being warned of God of things, not seen as yet, move with fear, prepared an ark to the saving in his house, by which he condemned the world and became heirs of the righteous, which is by faith. By faith. By faith. Hear me? By faith. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word today. I thank you for those that tune in. I give you praise. I give you honor for those that have heard the word. I thank you, Father. I praise you. I pray, Father, that you will continue, by the way of the Holy Spirit, to bring enlightenment and understanding to the people. Because, Father, it's your will for us to be encouraged. It's your will for us not to be overtaken or override or overwhelmed with the things that contrary to what your words say. Father, I thank you and I praise you and I bless you for it right now. Strengthen people in their inner man by your spirit. I pray for refreshing for your people, Father. I pray, Father, that they to help them not to cast away their confidence in you. Because the Bible said you is faithful who promised. And we don't have to wait. You've been faithful to 1,000 generations. Help us not to walk in the same trap and fall to the same thing that the Israelites fell in. But, Father, help us. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, this was Apostolic Prophet Willie Ann Miller. I pray that you continue to draw the rest of your day. Go back and go over the scriptures and pray about it. And let the Lord give you some revelation and understanding. Remember, Jesus is Lord, and let him be Lord.